If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara. Make sure to hit subscribe here on YouTube or if you're listening on whatever your favorite podcast platform is. We have some great content coming to you all month, all year long, quite honestly, on so many different topics. So let's begin. This week's episode is for the men. But if you are listening as a female, do not turn this off because it's very important that you understand the importance of this too. And then simply just hit share, pass it along to them because I feel like the poor men in our life get forgotten sometimes too, far too often, and their hormones are not optimized. I use the word optimize a lot because when it comes to hormone health, thyroid, which we talked about all month long, and really every hormone, there's a big range. That's a really big range. And looking at you as an individual and as a patient and optimizing those hormones and understanding that what it might be too on the low end of normal or high end, you're probably not feeling well. And that is where I see this happen a lot in men's health. The range is huge, like 90 to 400. And if it's within that range, they've been told by a healthcare provider they're fine. When really, let's use example of some hormones. When you're at 300, you're only at 600. So you're not fine, actually. So really, we're going to dive into that, the lowdown on T this round and this episode, and look at how important testosterone is and its importance in maintaining muscle mass, bone density. We talked about that with the thyroid and how that plays a role in bone health. So does the hormone testosterone, like blood cells, libido. When I see 20 and 30 year old men coming into my practice with their partners or wives, and they're on Cialis and other medications, this is such a huge red flag for their hormone health. Like, we need to dig and find out why this is happening. And such a crucial role for so many things, including sperm production, which is the main reason we're here today too. I see my practice a lot. Semen analysis for fertility. And they are like, oh, you're fine. You can go forward with the IUI. I'm like, you're not fine. There's so many red flags going on in this semen analysis. It's one of the first snapshots or pictures that we have when I sit and say to that man, hey, how you doing? Hey, sleeping? How's your mood? How's your energy? How's weight loss, weight gain? Things like that, very basic conversation. And they're like, not well. I'm a little tired. I'm a little moodier. Not sleeping well. Really important to understand that correlation with sperm health too and fertility and beyond. So we know that testosterone, these levels with age do decline, but when we see this decline happen, there's health issues and we need to dig into these and take them more seriously, specific for fertility. So testosterone, just these deficiencies of testosterone occur when the body doesn't produce enough testosterone. Plain and simple, it's not producing enough. And again, it can be for various reasons, from genetics to testicular injury, acute chronic health conditions, obesity, diabetes, and cortisol issues. We see perhaps you had a viral illness many years ago or an acute illness many years ago. That can be impacting sperm and testosterone levels too. And so it's really an in-depth evaluation that goes on to why this is happening. And let's just begin this conversation with looking at symptoms of low testosterone. Again, this is not a huge comprehensive list, but it's really common ones that I see. And it impacts physical symptoms, emotional, reproductive health. Remember, you may have one or two of these or the whole list,
but it needs to be evaluated, especially if you're having low energy. Red flag. I know you guys are busy workers. Men are very busy. You do a lot of physical labor. But if there's this ongoing energy issue every day, we've got to take a look at testosterone and other hormones. So here are some symptoms to look for. Reduced libido, erectile dysfunction, decrease in muscle mass or strength. Maybe you're like doing all the same things you've done for fitness and you're not gaining muscle mass or slowed down. You've had this increase in body fat, decreased bone density, mood changes. Those are big, really, really big side and red flag for me of something going on. This fatigue, reduced facial hair, body hair, that's less common, but I do ask about it all the time too, because it can be a big red flag into this. So just recognizing these basic ones, we need to go down the road of testosterone and really optimize those levels for you. So why is this so important to fertility? Like, they just override things, really. Just take the sperm and do the fertility treatments. Wrong. Optimize. It plays a role into the production of sperm, and low levels can lead to a reduction in sperm count and quality. And this is so important for miscarriage rates. We're going to do some separate episodes on how sperm and the importance of sperm health actually goes into miscarriage rates. And so it's something we just have to start taking more serious too, and in the healthcare field and spectrum of stuff too, not just kind of foo-foo it, brush over it, encourage continuing with no changes made to the male. Everything just gets placed on the female. One, we've got to optimize your fertility, and that begins with men and sperm health too. So in your body as a male, testosterone works really closely with other hormones, and that together helps regulate sperm production. So when there's a decrease in that testosterone level, it disrupts balances, which in turn leads to a production issue and in some cases infertility as well. Infertility is like 50-50, female, male, and really it goes overlooked that it can be both too. I, again, cannot tell you how many times I've had couples or just a female come in. I'm like, has he been checked? No, I'm like, he needs to be checked before I do anything else. Or with what we're doing for her, he is getting checked too. And I use a really cool home kit. I will link in today's show notes. I have a discount code and everything for you called YO, because men just, it's really probably going to be easier to get them to do this at home than dragging them into a clinic. Or perhaps you live hours away from the closest clinic where you could have this done. You can do it in the comfort of your own home. So again, taking this into your own hands, being proactive with this and addressing changes when we do find on the YO test, if you're not green, you're not brushing that over. And if you are green, I'm still saying, hey, let's maintain that. Let's keep you green. And here's some things you can do to do that. So that every month you're trying, you are at the most highest optimization of your fertility. Not just saying, all right, go do the IUI. Doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. That is such false information. So diagnosing involves obviously looking at your symptoms, physical exam, sometimes blood tests to obviously do that too. And then looking at some other things that could be playing a role in it. Sometimes I do ultrasounds. There's genetic testing that can be done, just depending on why we think the cause of that is happening. Let's talk about treatment. It depends on your underlying cause, how serious your symptoms are, and then your goal. Are you trying to conceive or not? And this week's episode is really focused on that. So I'm going to shout this from Mountain Top because I just saw it in my clinic this week. You cannot do TRT or testosterone replacement therapy if you are trying to conceive by doing injectable testosterone. I just saw a zero in my office. Like, of course, he feels great for the first time ever, and he's getting these T shots, but that actually backfires against sperm. It does not tell your brain to do its job to send down and talk to the testes and produce sperm. You're just artificially injecting and letting the body be lazy. So it basically essentially stops doing sperm, the job of creating sperm. So the forms of TRT, though, come in injections, patches, gels, pellets, and this can improve symptoms, but you got to talk about risk and benefits all the time of doing that. And again, it should not be done if you're doing fertility treatments. There's other things we can do. to improve testosterone, which are safe for conception. And with everything you do treatment-wise for this, we have to address lifestyle, because when you are not doing sleeping well, getting a balanced diet, adequate sleep, nicotine. Stop the nicotine. Nope, not those pouches either. You cannot do the, well, I don't know, they start with a Z or something. Yeah. Can't do them either. We've had to work on your cortisol levels. All of this will improve your outcome of fertility. We've got to work on the cortisol, the sleep, the well-balanced diet, the alcohol, the hot tubs, the seat heaters. That's one too, a new one. Right now it's winter when I'm recording this, and the seat heaters produce heat that can negatively impact yours, believe it or not. Talk about some supplements. What are some things you can bring in or take out? There are supplements that will negatively impact, again, make you feel really good and really overall help those T levels, but they go against fertility. So if you are really working on fertility too and wanting to optimize your fertility, we've got to adjust what you're doing and make sure it's safe when working with a provider who understands that, because that's this week's patient. He knew they were trying to conceive and was still giving him injections. So got to just know and understand. I very commonly in my practice will use amclomiphene. This can increase those testosterone levels while stimulating FSH and LH production. And then I use sometimes HCG injections. It's really individualized with what your levels are. What supplements are you on? Another really fun thing I've been talking about and doing in my practice is working with the local acupuncturist in my community. And this is something you guys can do too. Doing some acupuncture for sperm health, but also the two top trending things, I think, of end of 2023 and 2024 are polar plunges or cold plunges and infrared saunas and infrared lights. So many of my patients are getting infrared lights for home use, for female and male use. And then if you want to go crazy, get that cold plunge. There's been some really great things happening for fertility on that end too. I want to just address, always so passionate about mental wellness. I've even brought into my practice a mental health provider. She's amazing. Check Madison out. Get in her book. She's just super, super, super. But when we are dealing with testosterone and fertility issues, we have to talk about the emotional challenges that go along with that for the men too. I see you, men. I understand. And I just want to acknowledge that and validate that for you, that there is so much psychologically that goes on. And you guys are fixers. You're black and white. You are actually made and created to help fix things, and you want to fix it for us. And when you can't do that, that's hard. Infertility is trauma. It leads to anxiety and depression in men too. And then let alone if you have hormone imbalances and testosterone deficiencies, that in itself too. So we really want to support you with healthcare professionals, counselors, support systems, support groups, whatever that might be, open communication with your partner, being proactive with treatment and lifestyle changes. Doing this together, being in this together, can really help you as a couple. I just want to again end with understanding that testosterone deficiencies are crucial for fertility. It cannot be overlooked. Your hormones and sperm health cannot be overlooked and just passed along as fine when really there is signs that you're not fine. And getting a workup from a trained professional, appropriate treatment, and just a plan that works for you and that you're comfortable with. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. See you back here next week.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App. And that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.